Is there a secret group above governments that might be controlling these strings?
Yes, I believe that. And you don't even have to argue that it's a breakaway civilization, as I have done, and I'll be happy to talk about that in a minute. But simply looking at global financial interests. I mean, look, when you understand the way that U.S. presidents are put into power, yes, we all remember our sixth grade civics class lessons. You know, I vote for my member of Congress and I vote for the president and we have checks and balances and all of this stuff. But really, when you study politics, we know it comes down to money. Who funds who? How much? That's what all the politicians are. It's all a fundraising thing. They've got to constantly be in the game to raise money. And so when you get someone who pays for your campaign, well, obviously you're going to be indebted to that person or group. And it works that way constantly. Presidents are selected. They're not elected. That is my contention. The infamous Bilderberg Group, which meets every year in five-star hotels around the world, yes, they are absolutely significant in determining this. There's no question about it. And Bilderberg and other groups where the same basic people meet, Trilateral Commission, the CFR, and many other private groups, it's all about private money. It's all about private investment opportunities. And, you know, how do we buy more of the, how do we own more of the world's resources, I think is a very big part of what they're all about. And they do, I would suggest, have a major influence over selecting the presidents of the United States.
Okay, now let's talk about this breakaway civilization idea. What is that?
Well, here's my theory about it. Think of it as like, let's pretend that we're part of it. So we're part of a classified group that is charged with handling and studying alien technology. So let's say that Roswell happened, or Aztec happened, or other crash retrievals occurred, and we've got some of their stuff being highly exotic technology that, honestly, we can't understand. But the good news for us is that we got a lot of genius scientists working for us, working with us, and we have an enormous amount of money, black budget money, and absolute secrecy, cover deep within the classified world so that we have the ability to study this securely, and we've got a lot of time to do it. So years go by. So in that kind of a situation, is it likely to assume that we might have one or more scientific breakthroughs and understanding, some of which might be really good moneymakers, improved integrated circuits maybe, or lasers or fiber optics or high tensile fibers or who knows, right? And so we've got these ground floor investment opportunities. We're going to make some money off of these developments, which is kind of nice for us, which incidentally would make our incentive to reveal this secret go down to zero, right? But let's say we have breakthroughs that are even more significant than that, breakthroughs that might involve anti-gravity, field propulsion, or, let's say, understanding a source of energy that can allow us to do these things, something that's, whether it's hot fusion or cold fusion or zero-point energy or maybe something even more exotic still, something that would not be petroleum, not be gasoline. Because, look, whatever these objects are using, it's not gasoline to get from point A to point B. It's something a little niftier than that.
Yeah.
So let's say that we discover what that is, okay? Well, at that point, I guarantee you, our bosses would say to us, no, you won't be sharing that one with the world because that will take down the world's largest industry, which is the petroleum industry, and that's just not going to happen. What would happen is that we would continue studying this science privately.
Right.
And, well, who knows what new breakthroughs we would make. Science builds on itself. And we would have this, we would be on the real fast track here ahead of everyone else, ahead of the outside world. We would have substantial resources, our own infrastructure. So the reason I got into this breakaway civilization idea is when you think of the course of human history, we have had many multiple civilizations often existing simultaneously. The history of human society is filled with all these different civilizations. What is a civilization, ask yourself? Well, it's hard to define exactly, but you could say it's defined by partly the technology that you've got available to yourself, your cosmology, that is your worldview, how you think of yourself in the universe. And in these two metrics, our little group would be very, very different from the rest of the world, because not only would we have very advanced technology and developments, but we might be able to use that technology to interact with these other entities, go off world maybe, have encounters that would enable us to develop a completely revolutionary worldview that would take us so far removed from the rest of the world that we might be considered a separate civilization of our own, one which has broken away, as it were, from the mainstream civilization, hence the phrase breakaway civilization. And I believe that this exists. I admit that I can't present proof to you tonight, to the listeners, that this does exist, but I think all the logic points to it, all the leaks point to it. I'll tell you a story that I had, conversation I had with a former NSA scientist who was with the National Security Agency back in the 60s. Mid-60s, he said to me that NSA computers were running at a clock speed of about 650 megahertz, which, of course, today is not all that impressive. But the computer world and the consumer market did not achieve that clock speed until around the year 2000. So that's a gap of 35 years. On that basis, you could say that the NSA was 35 years ahead of the rest of the world.
Which is pretty dramatic, Richard.
Not bad, man.
Not too shabby.
And so we know for sure that within the classified world, there are examples of very advanced technology compared with the rest of the world. And I think that if you've got ET tech to study, alien tech, you could very well be even more farther ahead than that. So this breakaway civilization, I think it does exist. It doesn't mean that they all live on Mars or they all live, permanently underground, sort of like an alternative three sort of scenario. But I do think it means that they have a great deal of latitude, independence from the formal structures of our world. And I do think that they could very well live for extended periods of time in a very, very different kind of an environment, maybe off-world, maybe deeply underground. I think that there are massive underground bases that do exist. So, but I think they also have family. They have interactions with our world. They've got moms and dads and probably family reunions like most of us. I think they've got a foot in our world, and I think they've got a foot in their world. And if I were to take a guess, I would think that it's probably a very stressful thing for many of them as well. But that's the life. That's the life you live.
Where do they get their money?
Well, money is a big part of this.
Sure,
we certainly have the U.S. black budget, officially speaking, is I think about $50 billion, which when I read these types of numbers, I'm almost tempted to laugh, except that, well, $50 billion is still a lot of money by my standards. But in fact, the world financial situation is such that we are missing what appear to be trillions of dollars that just disappear from global financial markets. Many people have heard the stories of trillions of dollars being unaccounted for within the U.S. government transactions. And this is true. Going back through the 1990s, periodically there have been accountings that have been done in which trillions of dollars seem to be, where did it go? It's not necessarily the case that all those trillions have actually been siphoned out. A lot of these are accounting reconciliation issues, and you've got hundreds and hundreds of accounting systems in the government. It's very difficult to reconcile. But it is true, at the very least, that many billions of dollars, as far as I can tell, have been lifted right out of our system and gone into these deep black budget programs, including what I call the breakaway civilization. And a lot of that money is from financial wheelings and dealings, financial fraud, and yes, indeed, I would even say drug trafficking money. Everyone wants that money. Everyone wants, I don't care who they are, certainly intelligence communities have a long-standing involvement with drug trafficking.